Hey there, guys. Just giving you the audio version of my notes for Red Sprite. There really isn't that much to talk about here. So the author's name is Yagi Tomohiro. Yagi Tomohiro. Yagi Tomohiro. And that one's easy. All of the syllables are short. And something weird I found, which I put in my notes, is that this author actually operated under a pen name back when he was like submitting one-shots and stuff like that to contests and stuff. And the pen name was Yagi Tomohiro. It's pronounced exactly the same, but the Tomohiro was spelt with different kanji. Don't know why he did that, or why he decided to change back to, I guess, his original name, but I guess it's just something he did. You know, mangaka, they love their pen names. So the main character is Tatsu Frampt. So that's Tatsu, or even Tatsu sometimes. That U sound at the end sometimes gets whispered. So the Tatsu, I could not find any sort of source for the original writing in Japanese for any of this stuff. There isn't even a Japanese language Wikipedia article for the series or anything. There's like nothing. So I would guess that Tatsu, the author probably chose Tatsu because it is means to stand in Japanese. It can mean other things too. It could also like refer to an erection, but that's probably not even what he was going for. Probably chose it because it means to stand, because he's a leader who stands tall, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. And Frampt, I have no idea what's going on with that name. I thought it was like, was it something in German that I don't recognize? I looked up and like, no. And I looked it up online, and the only uses of the word Frampt I could find are referring to a boss in Dark Souls. So maybe that's a specific reference to that, or I guess that boss's name is a reference to Peter Frampton. Maybe the whole electric thing, electric guitar, maybe? I don't know. But it doesn't really mean anything. Might be a reference to Peter Frampton. I don't know. And Durant? I don't know, I couldn't find any spelling for it. Durant means during in French, but that's a really weird thing to name someone, but maybe that's what it is. But part of me thinks that actually, the Durant might be just a mistranslation on whoever translated this part, because, first of all, the Durant, it doesn't make much, like, the French word for during, it doesn't make much sense to name someone. And the du sound is something that doesn't exist in Japanese, and in fact is quite difficult for Japanese people to make. Usually there's do and there's de, but the closest thing in Japanese to du would be tsu or ju, like that. So I don't know if it was supposed to be something else, but then the translator took liberties. I don't know. I honestly have no idea what either the author or the translator were going for that, because I don't have access to the original spelling. One of the kids on the ship's name was Libellula, which I guess if you wanted to pronounce it in another way, you could say Libellula. You know what? I can't even pronounce it like in the non-Latin way. Okay, I looked it up. Basically, Libellula is the Latin name for the genus of fireflies. No, not fireflies, excuse me. Dragonflies in North America. So most of the dragonflies we have here in the U.S. are a part of that genus, Libellula. So, yeah, Latin for dragonfly, I believe. And the ship, before it became the Red Sprite, is called Skirvir. And apparently that is an extremely old-fashioned name in Norse countries. Like, it's from, like, Norse sagas and stuff like that. Or at least the closest thing I could find. That's the only thing I could find that could be a reference to. Again, that could be the translator taking liberties and just taking a wild guess on how this stuff is actually supposed to be pronounced. Because when you write stuff out in katakana, it could be pronounced in a lot of different ways. Well, it could stand for a lot of different things. It's just Japanese does not have that many syllables, and so they tend to, it's sometimes hard to tell what word from a foreign language something is supposed to be. And yeah, I like skimmed through the entire series just now and thought there was going to be commie stuff in it, but there really isn't, other than just the whole revolutionary angle and using people as resources, workers. I don't know. Seems like it's like we had a, the author had a previous work called Iron Curtain, like a one shot. So maybe that was more communist sort of inspired. I don't know. But overall, I found this all pretty boring. I think y'all are gonna come to the same conclusion as well. But anyway, good luck on the recording. And this is Tucker over and out.